According to Mike McCabe, a young Democratic Socialist organizer, the university has not seen a protest of this size since the Vietnam War. Riyad Ezzar started the student rally from the top of a bench and read a prepared statement.
20 years ago, the state paid 70% of the cost of students' education at state colleges. Students and families now shoulder over half the cost, and now is the time to stand up to defend the right to a quality public education, to defend the jobs and benefits of teachers and other workers, and to demand that education be prioritized over war. We say, it's not our crisis, we won't pay.
The situation is particularly dire for poor and minority students from the nearby city of Paterson, who struggled to fulfill the dream of a college education as a way out of poverty.
I just wanted to say, how many of your families are in debt? To pay your education, I'm the first person in my family to go to college. And even with scholarships, my family has to put up their house. They worked so hard for 20 years to send me to school. Put gas in my car, and where is our money going?
Right!
Yeah. David Rogers, who helped organize the walkout, says college students are worried they face a bleak future.
College campuses around the country are circulating around the budget cuts that are happening because of the economic recession. Students have compounding debt. They can't pay their loans off anymore. They need to get financial aid, and with a crippling economy, there's no way for them to get jobs. So they're basically indebted for the rest of their lives when they get out of college.
It remains to be seen whether the new student movement will continue to spread, but among the demands, one could hear echoes of the idealist vision for social change of the 1960s.
Higher education! This is for everyone! It is a right!
Students marched through the campus behind a coffin draped in the American flag and conducted a mock funeral for public education. For Stephen Shalom, who teaches political science at the university and supports the walkout, the time for a new social consciousness has come.
This is a struggle that students and faculty have to both support because it affects all of us. Some faculty say, let's let the tuition go up and that will help protect our jobs. That's nonsense. If tuition goes up, students have to take extra jobs. They're not going to learn anything. And then there are some students who say, oh, let's let them lay off faculty as long as our tuition doesn't go up. So it's got to be both faculty and students sticking together and saying that there are funds and the funds have to come from taxing the rich.
For the WBI Sunday News in Paterson, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.